Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 467. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Ty Segall. That song is called Low Rider, originally by the band War. It's on Ty Segall's new album, Fudge Sandwich, which came out October 26th on In the Red Records. It's a compilation of cover songs, sort of a mixtape as done by him for you. It contains a wonderful garage rock, some punk rock, and whatever that track is. It's wonderful. Kind of sounds like it should be in Blade Runner. Futuristic and yet dated at the same time. I've got lots of music for you this week. It covers lots of ground, too, so you're going to need to have an open mind, but I think you're going to lean back and enjoy most of this. We're going to track here with Boy Genius. This song is called Bite the Hand.
I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
Yeah.
too. I can't love you how you want me to.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 467. We ended that set there with the band Weekend Friends from Portland, Maine. The song was called Blue Again, and it's on the album Common Blah, which just came out October 19th on Don Giovanni Records. It is a fantastic record, and definitely one we'll be hearing about when I'm compiling my year-end lists not so long from now. If you enjoy that track, you're going to enjoy the whole album. Just go buy it. Don't bother to listen to it online. And if you're on the fence about that, well, you and I, we have very different tastes in music. Before that, we heard from Boy Genius. The track I played was called Bite the Hand, and it's on the band's self-titled EP, which comes out this Friday, November 9th, on Matador Records. Boy Genius is the product of Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridges, and Lucy Dacus, all wonderful songwriters and performers, and it just stands to reason that this EP is good, and it is. I don't think anything on it floors me, not as much as any of the individual performers there, but it is just it's just good, and the lyrics on it, amazing. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. I'm going to take you on a journey. This one starts with Advanced Bass.
Thank you. Highland Street all that much anymore. I had to get my glasses fixed right there in front of the old coffee shop. Was Walter just sitting where he'd always sit? But he was staring in the window. Maybe at whomever's walking him to fetch you muffins and your Sunday papers the way we used to. I don't drink coffee all that much anymore. When I do, I fix it at home. Don't do the crossword Sunday. I can feel dumb other ways. I can never finish them alone. Sundays I ride down to the dog park on the other side of town, just to sit down in the shade and watch those puppies running around. Is feeling bad and dreading every call. The constant screaming dialogue. I swear that there were some days I felt like I was only coming around for your dog. All those sunny days with Walter, chasing squirrels around the park. The way he'd flip when he would see me coming, like the way he did this morning, with that big old Walter bark. Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Bark, bark.
Well, the glory goes to those who do not seek it, reveling in midnight clothes among the wicked, picking scabs from off their skin and rolling wholly deeply into the rhythm of a song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else. And my mother is a good one. As they go, she does not condone the actions that I do that she don't know. She swears nightly before resting that I give her soul a testing when I sing the song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else. It's been years since I found it. I still know where it pounded. My ear pressed to the chest of that one woman of song. She adores me, she ignores me, and I revel on in wonder at something so sweet and so long. I like the places where the night does not mean an end, where smiles break free and surprise is your friend, and the dancing goes on in the kitchen until dawn to my favorite song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything
thinks I am. I thought of you and the wrongs I have done. I took chances and cheated and thought it was fun. I could still have your sweet love, your ring on my hand, if I was half as good a girl as my mother thinks I am. Now I've been down many highways and go out every night, but my conscience still hurts me. I know it's not right. Girls, remember thinks you are. I saw you today with a wonderful girl. In her arms was a baby with cute little curls. I had a cold, empty feeling. Thought I was. Now I've been down many highways and go out every night, but my conscience still hurts me. I know it's not right. Girls, remember you are.
Well, thank you for going on that journey with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. We started it off with Advanced Bass. That is the project of Owen Ashworth. I think he's still based out of Chicago. The song I played was called Your Dog, and it's on the album Animal Companionship, which came out September 21st on his own Ordinal Records, and I think a run for cover was involved in that some way as well. It is a wonderful album, but mostly the lyrics are just heartbreaking. I did listen to that on a plane one night, and yes, I was crying in public. After that, we heard from Will Oldham with the song The Glory Goes. That is on the album Songs of Love and Horror, which came out October 19th on Drag City, of course. That is a, I guess, a revisiting of his catalog to coincide with the release of a book of his lyrics as poetry. So he's visited, I don't know, 10, 12, whatever songs from his back catalog, stripped them down, vocals and guitar only, and sometimes really just vocals only. That track there is one of my favorites, and it's good to hear it again. I think it's the third time he's released it. Every time so very different, and that one might be my favorite yet. And we ended things off there with Wanda Jackson. The track is called Half as Good a Girl. Originally released in, I think, 1956 as a single, but I picked that up on a new two-CD set called The Complete Singles A's and B's 1954 to 1962 that Acrobat Records just released early October. That track there written by Jack Rhodes. I wasn't very familiar with Wanda Jackson, to be honest. I knew the big rockabilly hits, but didn't realize how deep and wonderful her early country catalog was. And so that's why I picked one of those. Probably not her most well-known track, but one that I enjoy that. And that's the era of country that I love so much. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 467. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we got things coming up tonight. The 5th, Brewinger is playing at the Voltaire. On the 8th, Get Up Kids are at the Record Bar. On the 11th, the Bronx is at the Granada. The 12th, Prince Daddy is playing, somewhere weird. It's just Rhino. Prince Daddy and the Hyena at Rhino. On the 16th, Lucero is at the Madrid. The 17th, drive on down to Tulsa to see the Descendants with Ultimate Fake Book at Kane's. Or stay in town for Hillary Watts Riot at Merritt. The 19th, Diet Sig is at Encore. On the 20th, Advanced Bass is playing at the Right Room. The 27th, Thin Lips are at the Record Bar. Looking into October, Front Bottoms on the 2nd at the Uptown, Slapshot on the 7th at the Record Bar, Hepcat the 8th at the Uptown, and then the 21st is Hillary Watts Riot playing the Rhino, the band's last show ever. They are packing it up, calling it quits. Looking at the website, there are all sorts of things that should be up there, but there is nothing there. I've been to like 8 shows in the last 4 days, and I haven't put any photos up. But by the time you hear this, there'll be all sorts of new things there. So visit the website and see what you can find. All right, one track left for you here. And again, we're going to continue the journey I've had you on. We're going to play a track from Dead Can Dance. This is the project of Brendan Perry and Lisa Gerard that's been around since, I don't know, probably the mid-80s, maybe even earlier. Started in Melbourne and then picked up and moved to London. We're part of that wonderful 4AD scene in the late 80s, early 90s that was so influential. And they released an album, Into the Labyrinth, that just destroyed me. So many decades ago at this point. And I've not really kept up with the band, but this new album sounded really good. And so I gave that one a listen. And man, it is wonderful. Just the most composed recording ever. And the band's mastery of loops and found sounds and instruments, every instrument from everywhere, all over the world. The band really defining world music here, but not really being part of that scene at all. So anyway, we're going to end things here with Dead Can Dance. The track I'm going to play is called The Invocation. It's on the band's album Dionysus. Came out just a couple days ago, November 2nd, on Play It Again, Sam Records. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.